Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Former Supreme Court Justice has died, and we've got the story.
Wichita police find two people injured following a shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Investigation continues in death of a woman in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council puts a hold on a new hotel agreement at Eisenhower National. I'll have that story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We could have a few thunderstorms early on as moisture lifts into southern Kansas. Will that stick around for the rest of today? Our complete forecast is on the way.
A reported partial building collapse in West Wichita this morning around 1:40. First responders were called to 6725 West Shade, where an SUV had collided with an apartment building. Firefighters found a gas leak and evacuated some residents. No injuries reported. Red Cross was called to assist three adults and three children. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens died Tuesday at the age of 99. Fox's Shannon Bream looks back at Justice Stevens' life.
John Paul Stevens was born in 1920 and raised in his beloved hometown of Chicago. In between his college studies at the University of Chicago and Northwestern Law School, where he finished first in his class, he served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He was awarded a Bronze Star for his work as part of the famous Codebreakers stationed in Hawaii. Stevens was a federal judge in Chicago when, in 1975, President Gerald Ford picked him for the high court. His voice on the court didn't really emerge until the 1990s, when he became the longest-serving associate justice. This position, second only to the chief justice in influence, allowed him to craft close majorities in dozens of cases. Shortly before his death, President Ford said he was prepared to let history's judgment of his presidency rest on his selection of Stevens to the Supreme Court.
Two people were injured in a shooting in South Wichita.
It happened just after 8:30 Tuesday evening in the 3100 block of South Elizabeth, west of Seneca. Police say a woman suffered life-threatening injuries after being shot. A man and four children were also in the home at the time. The man was taken to an area hospital to be treated for injuries that were not due to a gunshot. Additional information is expected to be released later this morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police investigating the death of a 72-year-old woman in North Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says early Monday evening, police and first responders were dispatched to the scene a few blocks east of 10th and Grove.
Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Service personnel arrived, and the female, unfortunately, was pronounced deceased on the scene. The investigation at this time has revealed that the victim's daughter arrived at the home and found her mother unresponsive and notified 911.
A male acquaintance was also in the home at the time. An autopsy on the victim is being performed at the Regional Forensic Science Center to determine cause of death.
The Wichita City Council agreed to put a hold on a new hotel agreement at Eisenhower National Airport.
The proposed hotel was to be built near Eisenhower Airport Parkway and West Harry Street, north of the airport. After hearing the proposed agreement and public comments, Mayor Jeff Longwell voiced frustration with the Wichita Eagle Editorial Board and also city staff.
We didn't get it right initially, and shame on us. There was a mistake made by staff to put this on consent agenda without the knowledge of any council member. We got that wrong.
The council voted unanimously to a 30-day right of first refusal on the proposed hotel lease agreement. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives has adopted a resolution condemning racist remarks from President Trump.
Four Republicans and an independent joined every Democrat supporting a resolution condemning President Trump's racist comments directed at members of Congress.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
Debate stalled for more than an hour after that remark from Speaker Nancy Pelosi was ruled out of order in violation of House decorum. The condemnation of the president followed tweets and follow-up comments by the president suggesting four minority congresswomen hate America and should go back to the places from where they came. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals trying to keep their post-All-Star break in a good frame of mind. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Los Angeles County will pay $53 million to settle a lawsuit that alleged tens of thousands of women were given invasive group strip searches at a jail. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted Dowell, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Los Angeles County will pay $53 million to settle a lawsuit that alleged tens of thousands of women were given invasive group strip searches at a jail. This is according to court filings. The class action lawsuit was filed in 2010 on behalf of former inmates who said they were placed in groups of up to 50 and ordered to expose their genitals while deputies shouted degrading comments. This is in Los Angeles, California.
The president of Planned Parenthood forced out of her job after only 8 months.
Dr. Leanna Wen tweeting out a statement that she had philosophical differences with the new chairs of the organization's board. Planned Parenthood is the leading abortion provider in the U.S., and Wen says abortion is not a political issue, but a healthcare one. The board apparently sees it differently. Wen's departure comes as the Trump administration announced it would start enforcing new rules banning taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. Planned Parenthood thanked Wen for her service in a tweet. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A driver is in hot water for his improvised child booster seat.
Police in Canada calling out a father for using a case of beer as a booster seat for his two-year-old. In a post on Twitter, the Ontario Provincial Police West recount pulling the unnamed 22-year-old over, adding the toddler was unharmed. The driver charged with failing to ensure a child was properly seatbelted. The case of beer was factory sealed, so the man was not in violation of open container laws. Officers go on to say Canadian law requires all children under 40 pounds to be secured in a child car seat. Children under the age of 8 required to be in a booster seat. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Things got hairy at a Spanish airport as the cops had an easy time spotting one drug smuggler.
A Colombian man getting off his flight from Bogota to Barcelona was looking a little suspicious. Officials said he looked nervous and his toupee was just a little too high, so they asked him to remove it. And beneath the wig, officers found a packet containing 503 grams of cocaine glued to his scalp. Spanish police say the street value for those drugs, nearly $34,000. No word on the street the value of the toupee. John Saucier, Fox News.
Saw some video on this a while ago. Not a good effort by this guy.
Not a good look.
No, to hide this. 7-Eleven now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic here in Wichita, we've got things going right along, moving right along. I'm not seeing any big traffic slowdowns out there at this time. Some heavy traffic volumes, though, so things can slow down pretty quickly in those high traffic volume times. The gasoline prices in Wichita today, still $2.59 a gallon. That's where prices jumped up to yesterday. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. I think anybody with a toupee would definitely have not too bad of a day, because if it gets too hot, hey, just take it right back off, right?
And you know,
as long as they don't have anything illegal underneath there.
Yeah, and you know, and I got out of the corner of my eye, I was watching you guys doing your morning news there. And you were having a good time with that toupee story, weren't you?
Just shaking my head the whole time.
Yeah, that's just kind of the
silliest. That's all he gets for doing that.
Silliest thing I've ever seen. That is silly. All right, but I'll tell you something. Silly, this crazy weather, we're going to have a heat wave coming our way, right, sir?
Yeah, you know what, Steve, I mentioned this before. You know, this isn't the first time we've seen temperatures like this. So we really just want everybody to, at the end of the day, just stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. You know, don't do anything too strenuous outside. And I know there are a lot of people that have to work outside. And if you're one of those people, just make sure that you're taking frequent breaks if you're out there in the heat and humidity. Because things getting up to the triple digits today. We've got a forecast high for Wichita of 100. Factor in the humidity. It's going to feel like anywhere between 105 and 108 during the high. Part of the day, mainly between 2 and 6 o'clock during the afternoon and into the early part of the evening. I do have a 10% chance of a shower or storm in the forecast. That's mainly for this morning because there are a couple of showers that are mainly along and north of I-70 across portions of central Kansas. There's still a slight chance, maybe all the way through about 9, 10 o'clock this morning, but otherwise should stay pretty dry out there. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Winds picking up too out of the southwest at 10 to 25 and then continuing to stay dry tonight, but still pretty steamy out there even after the sun goes down. Low of 76. Keep in mind our low temperatures we usually see around 7 o'clock in the morning, so that means the rest of the night it's going to be warmer than that with a south wind at 10 to 20. And then by the time we get through our Thursday, we're just going to do it all over again. High of 100 with a south wind at 10 to 25. That's why we've got that excessive heat warning that's going to go into effect today, and it's just going to continue all the way through Saturday evening. Now there is some hope or some relief in the forecast. By the time we get into Sunday, 92, and then by Monday, all the way down to about 85 degrees. So at least some relief is in sight. Just got to make it through the next few days. We're at 78 degrees right now. I was about to give the time for a second. Thought I was in our show for just a quick second. 78 degrees right now, though, with a mostly cloudy sky. Mix of clouds and sun, and then we've got that dew point of 71. That's what makes that heat and humidity dangerous when we have those dew points all the way up into the 70s. We've got a south wind at 10 miles an hour and already a heat index of 80, so temperatures only going up from here.
Had a little late afternoon shower come through yesterday, right?
Yeah, you know what? We had a weak wave of energy that kind of sparked up a few showers and storms that were pretty slow moving out west, and they just gradually kind of moved this way, and then that energy that kind of made them pop up eventually reached its way to the metro, and that's what made those storms go up. But the rest of the state was actually pretty dry. A lot of those storms were just around here.
Yeah, and again, if you're going out to exercise or anything outdoors, and I would like to run today, but I'm probably going to moderate that a little bit, go maybe just make out for a walk or something. But no matter what good, you know, and how good a shape you're in, it doesn't matter. When the temperature gets up like that, it can get dangerous for everybody.
Yeah, that's why we're going to be giving out those reminders throughout the rest of this week. And if you do decide to do that, please do it either in the morning or in the evening.
Right.
Like right before sunset and right after sunset.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. A Republican state senator from Kansas has fractured vertebrae while vacationing in Colorado. The Topeka Capital Journal reports 73-year-old Ed Berger of Hutchinson is recuperating at a Denver area hospital after falling down steps July 4th at an Airbnb unit west of Winter Park. Said Tuesday in a phone interview that surgery went well and that he is undergoing physical therapy with family by his side. He's in a brace using a walker but expects to walk unaided, says he hopes to return to Hutchinson early next week. So Ed Berger from Hutchinson, if you know Ed, he apparently did a good job on it. He bad enough that he had to go to surgery to get his back problem taken care of. All right, 7:16 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And yesterday's high temperature in Wichita was 95, normal high for the date 93. And as you've been listening to our weather coverage and so forth, the last couple of days, it's going to be hot today. Speaking of hot, you know, since the All-Star break, the Kansas City Royals have been kind of hot in baseball. But Ted says part of it's because they haven't been playing any really strong teams. But they had a good story to tell this morning, right, Ted? Here's Sports with Ted Woodward.
Certainly do. The Royals and the White Sox hook up last night at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. This was a complete domination by the Royals. Starting on the mound, winning pitcher Glenn Sparkman worked for his first career shutout as the Royals piled up a lot of runs, giving Glenn Sparkman plenty of room to operate. And some hustle on the base paths, too. You heard the game last night. It was on Sports Radio KFH.
The 1-0 pitch, and Merrifield goes to right field and into the corner it goes, and it's a fair ball. Gallagher will score. Merrifield around second, going for third. They may send him home. They are. the throw to the plate. He is out. Ned Yost is going to challenge it. And the umpire says he is safe. And it's an inside the park home run for Whit Merrifield, whose hit streak has now reached 14 straight, and the Royals have improved their lead to 6-0. Well, that's what you get by hustling. I mean, he was busting it out of the box, Denny.
As always.
About that. Yeah, everything's going right for the Royals.
Whit, 3-for-5 with the inside-the-park home run. By the way, the 100th inside-the-park home run in Royals franchise history. Hunter Dozier, same exact line, 3-for-5 at the plate with a home run. The Royals win it 11-0. Royals have won 4 of their 5 games since the All-Star break. By the way, you mentioned Whit Merrifield now with a 14-game hitting streak. He is batting .379 during that streak.
Wow.
Huh. Royals and White Sox again tonight, game 3 of a 4-game series. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Grayson Genesta. He is in AA with the Atlanta Braves. He was on base twice last night. Got a .314 career on-base percentage in the minors. Former Shocker Grayson Genesta in AA with the Braves. Another former Shocker, Sam Hilliard, in AAA with the Rockies. Another day, another run driven in for Sam Hilliard. In his last 10 games, he's scored 10 runs and driven in 10 runs. Why, he is number 2 in the Pacific Coast League in runs and runs driven in. Former Shocker, Sam Hilliard, in AAA with the Rockies. And Steve, the more things change, the more they stay the same. What were they doing in Wichita 130 years ago?
They had electric scooters.
They were building a new baseball stadium.
Yeah. I missed that.
130 years ago on this day, Wichita was building a new baseball stadium, getting the grandstand up, a roofed grandstand.
That wasn't Lawrence Dumont.
No, that's that was before Lawrence Dumont.
Where'd they build it? On the island, or was it over there on the
West Bank? No, I think it was over on the West Bank.
Was it?
Yeah.
Perfect place for a ballpark.
Yeah. Or maybe it might have been the South Wichita ballpark.
Oh, okay.
It was down near Mount Vernon and...
All right.
And a Harry, maybe. Yeah.
We're building a ballpark.
Yeah. We were still doing, 130 years ago, we were building a baseball stadium. 130 years later, we're building another baseball stadium.
We've only had two since then.
Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted. Hey, by the way, just you finished reading another book on Mickey Mantle. I like to read about Mick. And reminding me that when he played ball in Yankee Stadium, nobody ever hit the ball out in center field. Because it was 460 feet to straightaway center. You had to go down the lines to get a ball out of Yankee Stadium. Of course, now they don't. They've made it more
a little bit more uniform. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so.
It was an interesting dimensions on that old Yankee Stadium.
I saw some old highlights of something in the last few days.
Yeah.
One of the photos had, you can see on the center field walls, at 446. Now it's barely 400 feet.
Really? All right, Ted, it's time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break.
Oh, it's that time.
Yeah, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Yeah,
Prairie Fire Coffee slaps.
Oh, yeah. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
7:21, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Bernie Sanders complains about media coverage. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. All right.